Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina basketball fans to any degree know of the day after. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. If you're old enough to drink, you've had at least three of them. There was the euphoria of 2005, 2009, 2017, when no matter how bad things were in the world, at school or in your job, the day after felt perfect. You could not think of anything but Roy Williams' first national championship, Tyler Hansbrough's last glorious game, and the Redeem team making up for how you felt just 1 year before. If you're old enough to take Social Security, there were three more of those days after, under the warm Carolina blue sky, no matter the real weather. There was 1957, when the undefeated Tar Heels won UNC's first NCAA title, 1982, when Dean Smith finally won his first, and 1993, when Smith won what would be his last. There were days after to greet the team at RDU, Keenan Stadium, and Franklin Street, crowds swelling each year into what has become one of the coolest victory party traditions for any college championship team. Of course, if your school has been to the most Final Fours, there are 14 other days after. Nights you went to bed thinking the kids played hard and it was only a game, then the next morning you woke up with a hole in the pit of your stomach. The worst for me was 1977, with the prospect of having to beat Lou Alcindor and Bill Walton gone. We thought Smith would finally get to cut down the last strip of net, as long as his players had a chance to do so before him. Or it was 1981, when a referee took James Worthy out of the game early in the second half. Or 1991, when a referee ejected Smith late in the game. Or 95, 97, and 98, when cavernous dome stadiums turned off some of the best three-point shooters in UNC history. Into the 21st century, there was 2000 and Bill Guthridge's second Final Four in 3 years. 2008, when Kansas began its strange domination of Carolina in the Big Dance. And 2016, and the gut punch from Chris Jenkins and Villanova. This morning was another of those days after, with a couple of nice caveats. A four straight loss to Dean Smith alma mater came only 48 hours after the Tar Heels defeated Duke in the Saturday semifinals, and 1 month after they sent Coach K into retirement by ruining his All About Me senior night. Both historic results that will live on forever. And Hubert Davis, in one season identifying himself as a coach unlike any other we've had, has a chance to give us days after. We will celebrate for many years after that. This is Archansky. See ya.